Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and he was preaching, the pastor was preaching, and I was just, he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying, say that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, I'm just so excited to be joining you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just come together and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this very moment. And thank you, God, for what you're going to do for me, right? For me. How many of y'all can just give God a hand clap of praise? Because this is a beautiful day. I don't care where you're at in the world. Listen, it could be raining. It could be snowing. It could be sunshine in the air. Do you not know when it is, whatever it is out there in your atmosphere, it's still a beautiful day. It's still a beautiful day. So I just declare and decree that God will grant us a beautiful day today. Not just today, but this week. We'll just orchestrate everything that we got going on this week. How many of y'all just really know that it's so important to just seek ye first the kingdom of God? So that's when we are gathering together here early, right before we even get to our jobs, right before we even like barely opening our eyes, some of you, before we even just get in the swing of the week, it's so important to say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all know it's just so important to do that? And so that's why I love gathering here with you all each and every Monday morning to set the atmosphere and to set the mood for the week. We set in the mood. We're gonna call it the God mood, okay? The God mood for the week. Cause we understand it don't even matter what we're going through, right? We know if God is in it, we have no choice but to win, right? That is the mindset we're going to carry. That is the heart posture we're going to carry into this work week and beyond, Come on now, somebody said, not just this work week, but and beyond, a heart posture of praise, a heart posture of worship, a heart posture of, if God be for me, who can be against me? I felt that deep in my spirit. I'm going to say that again. A heart posture of if God be for me, if God is for me, who can be against me? Who can be against me? So if God has given you something in your spirit to do, guess what? I'm encouraging you to do it. But most importantly, God is encouraging you to do it. When you do it, guess what? You're honoring God. You're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring man, but you're honoring God. And you are then not just waiting for the applause from man, not just waiting the applause from yourself, not just waiting from applause from the worldly recognition, but you're waiting from for applause from God, period. The applause and the rewards of God are, they hit different. We just gonna say it like that. They hit totally different, okay? Can't nobody do you my God. Can't nobody do you like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So for that, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord, for the provision that you are giving us. Thank you, Lord, for the resources that you have provided us each and every day, each and every week. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Mwah. So yes. Woo. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. So before we get into it, how many of y'all been enjoying the Run That Prayer Back series? I know a lot of you all are already on the list. But trust and believe, if you feel as though you need to share this list out or share the message out with a friend, family members, whomever, somebody that may need it in this season of their life, definitely feel free to share out. I also have them to join the list by simply texting the word bread. Again, simply texting the word bread to the number 201-357-3218. Again, that's 201-357-3218. The word bread. If you simply do that, you will be added to the list and you will be able to join the, I'm going to call it a hashtag daily bread list, because that's what it is. The daily bread list. Okay. All right. Now, let's get into it this morning. It's going to be super simple. This message is super simple, y'all. I literally popped up out of bed this morning. The Lord gave me a good, sweet, short and sweet message for you all this morning. And it's yours. It's yours. That's what the song said. It said, it's yours. That's the name of the song that was played this morning by Ja'Kalyn Carr, entitled It's Yours. Let me tell you, I think it was yesterday or the day before, sometime this weekend, the Lord randomly, this is how the Lord just speaks to me. He speaks to me randomly. Like I'll be praying for something or just going in about something, and he'll just randomly speak to me. And those are things I have to really pay attention to. And you too, I encourage you to, like, if the Lord is just dropping something in your spirit and you're like, okay, Lord, where is this coming from? Think about, what's the last thing you was really seeking God for in that season? What's the last thing you was really like praying to God for, or just randomly saying, God, what is it? What do you want me to do? And how do you want me to go about it? And so forth. And so he dropped the song, It's Yours. I literally was getting dressed and said, play, it's yours. Play, it's yours. And I'm like, what? Okay, God, it's mine. Yes, it's mine. Okay, how many of y'all could just declare and decree right now? It's mine. It's mine, right? Just declare and decree, it's mine. And so when he dropped that in my spirit, I was listening to the song and the words, the lyrics that I was catching on to was, "It's yours." It says, "Reach up and grab it." Reach up and grab it. How many of y'all know when people are giving testimonies? Let's just talk about this. Testimonies, right? It's not to glorify themselves. It's not to, or it shouldn't be. Let's just say it like that. And we're going to keep it all the way 100 on this call. But it should be to share with others so that others can be drawn closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when the song said reach up and grab it, guess what? We're going to reach up and grab on and hold on to not just our testimonies, but to hold on to theirs too, especially if it aligns to what you may be going through in that season. Like that, be like, that testimony was for me to hear and to reach up and grab it and take hold to it, because if God did it for them, guess what? I know God can do it for me and do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine, right? Exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever think, ask, or imagine, right? And so we want to reach up and grab it. And like, it can literally be a physical reach up and grab it, or you can literally scream and say, "God," or yell, whatever, however you worship. Say, "God, that's for me. That's for me." Yes. And I claim that, be like, I always say this, "Lord, I claim that for me." Or if it's something that you're hearing and you're in conversation with someone, not just randomly, but you're in conversation with someone, we'll just keep it like that. You can say, "I don't claim that for you." Or, "I don't claim that for me," okay? And I say that constantly. If you in conversation with me ever, I may be like, "I don't claim that for you. Don't say that." And so the next stanza, it also said, "It's yours, do you believe it?" It's yours, do you believe it? And so, yes, we can claim a thing, we can name it, claim it, do all the things, right? But it's something about knowing and believing that it's yours. Like, we can say, "Oh God, healing is mine. Oh God, the job is mine. Oh God, the new house is mine. Oh God, the new whatever is mine." But do you believe it within your whole heart? Do you believe it within your whole heart that is yours? That is yours. That God has this set aside just for you. Do you believe that God has a healing set aside just for you? Do you believe that there is a net, that there is a job with your name on it? Do you believe that it's not just a job, but it's a career opportunity with your name on it that will help open more doors for you? Do you believe that it can happen and you can go from glory to glory? Do you believe that your business is going to go from the red to the green? Do you believe that that God is working it out for your good? The word says that. The word says that God will work it out for our good and is working it out for our good. Let me see in the chat. Shamika said, "I say that's not my ministry." Oh, yes, yes. And she said, "I don't claim that for you." Yeah, I'm going to start saying that. Yes, yes. it's a whole thing. Look, maybe I should get a shirt that said, "I don't claim that for you." "I don't claim that for you." And then when people ask you what that means, they could say, "What is that? I don't claim that for you mean?" I was like, and I could say, or you could say, "The last negative thought that you had, I don't claim that for you." Period. Period. Okay. And so the short and sweet, simple message is, it's yours. And the scripture that God gave me, because I was like, "God, give me some scripture." And he said, "This is the scripture you say all the time. You may not say the exact, like, scripture, meaning like, oh, it's Psalms 23. No, but you know, but I say this all the time in consultations. I say this all the time. If I'm just like randomly in conversation with somebody and they may be like talking about what they are seeking God for in that very moment, I just be like, listen, if you have not because you ask not, right? You have not because you ask not. And I can't even tell you how clear that was this morning when I woke up. It was super clear, super clear. And then you can find that simple scripture in James 4, 2 through 3. James 4, 2 through 3. So much meaning to this scripture. But I want you to do that deep dive this week. And reflect on James 4, 2 through 3. Again, that's James 4, 2 through 3. It states, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. It states, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Oh, I wish I had the time to just break all of this down for you all. But listen. I want you really to take a deep dive on this scripture this week. Go all the way in. Like, God, what is it that you are saying in this scripture? And be like, what I heard this morning on the prayer call was just a scratching the surface on what this scripture is really saying. But in a nutshell, that's how God gave it to me this morning to share with you all. And I'm encouraging you all to ask. You have not because you asked not. You have not because you didn't ask God. And ask yourself, just be serious with yourself. When's the last time you talked to our Heavenly Father about a certain thing? About a certain thing you may be complaining about, whether it be your health, whether it be your business, whether it be your career, whether it be just certain things that's happening in your family life. Like, when's the last time you really talked to God and really sought God out about certain things? When is it? And then it goes on to say, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. What is the reason? Like, what is the why behind you asking for what you're asking for? What is the why behind what you are asking for? And ask God to just search your heart, to regulate your hearts, to regulate your mind when requesting, when asking and seeking Him. Say, God, is this really what I should be seeking you for in this time? Please don't let it be a wrong motive in me at all. And am I really doing this for my pleasure? Meaning, is this my, like, simple gain? Or is this simply, or am I, look, asking for a new job, not just to get more money, but is it more money to serve you in a way to elevate your people, or in a way to really provide for my family on a different level, or in a way, like, what is it? I'm not just asking for more money so I can stunt and so I can buy all of this stuff and so I can having worldly possessions and not giving you none of the credit. Like, that's a whole different thing, right? That's a whole different thing versus me wanting to give God all the credit, but yes, have the things such as, oh yes, It's nothing wrong with having a big bank account. Oh, it's nothing wrong with having a nice house. It's nothing wrong with having a nice car and nice clothes and all of those things. But trust and believe, when somebody asks me, how did I get here in my life? Trust and believe, the first thing I want to say, oh, it won't nothing but God. It won't me. It won't nothing but God, because I'm not self-made. I'm God-made. Trust and believe, I'm not self-made. I'm God-made. So God will forever get the glory. And that's the mindset we have to carry throughout our lifetime. And when we are speaking to people, regardless if they are believers or not, the reason why we do are staying bold in our faith is so that non-believers and believers can be drawn closer to God, or for the non-believers to be introduced to God. Because I think I said this last time, or I constantly am reminding you all, that we sometimes are the only Jesus people will see in this world. And so we have to stand up and stand bold in our faith, and don't be afraid to let our light shine so bright so that others can see. That's what Matthew 5:16 states. And so we need to be firm and stand on that word and understand that it's okay. It's okay to be bold about our faith, because guess what? Those people that don't believe, they're bold in whatever they may be talking about. So why we can't be bold in what we know and believe to be true? Know and believe to be true. All right. So listen, y'all, that's just scratching the surface on this. And there's so much revelation behind this just one scripture. James 4:2-3. But bottom line, just know, y'all, it's yours. It is yours. It's yours. And when I was listening to the song this morning, the Lord was also dropping in my spirit, it's yours for the taking. Ooh, it's yours for the taking. So I just declare and decree right now that it's yours for the taking. Go after what it is that God has shared with you to go after. Go after what it is boldly. You may be hesitant, on the fence. I don't know what it is, but I just feel in my spirit that just take the step, whatever it is. Yes, take the step. Yes, whatever it is. Shamika put in the chat, I hope God gives you a part two. This is good. Yes. Yeah. Listen, if God gives me a part two to this message, I'm going to give it to you all. This is a season, and that every season is a season of obedience. Come on. How many of y'all know that? Every season is a season of obedience. And if you aren't there yet, listen, I'm going to say every season is a season for you right now to prepare and to be, and to get a mindset and a posture of obedience. Because sometimes we go through certain things and it's like, well, God, what do you want at this point in the season? But what do you want? Because anything that you want, we gonna do, period. And I'm there, and I'm going to be forever there, because I want to be in a space of obedience. But let me tell you, it takes time to get into that mindset. It takes time, and it takes life experience to get there. And so I just pray that you will ultimately get there and have also a heart posture of ultimate praise and continuous praise, and a heart posture of, Lord, now you know, you know we're going to do this, because you know we are faithful servants. I'm your faithful servant. You're a faithful servant. If you didn't know that, you're a faithful servant. You may not feel like you're a faithful servant at this point in time in your life, but let me tell you that you are. You are a faithful servant of God. You are God's friend. He calls you friend, right? He is your friend. And so I know that you will never let God down. God knows your beginning and your end. and he will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm just spitting facts about the Lord, and this is biblical, so fact check me, Bible check me, okay? All right, but yes, let's get into this word of prayer. But I pray that you all definitely take what I was sharing with you all this morning, run with it, and grow with it. How about that? Run with it and grow with it in Jesus' name. All right, y'all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that you have gathered us here this morning just to say thank you, just to get it right with you. You get again and again, you have given us a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance, and more, God, to just say thank you for what you've done. Thank you for where you have positioned us to be in this season of our life, God. God, I just declare and decree that we just boldly ask you and ask you that for the things within our hearts that we haven't even uttered out of our mouths yet. Ask you for the things that align with your will. Ooh, yes, yes. Have us to ask for things that align with your will, Lord, because we understand that your will for us is the best. But your will, your plan is the best for us. Our wills and our plan don't compare at all. So, God, we just thank you. We just thank you for being there in the midst of every situation that we may face, God. God, we ask that we go boldly into these situations that we may face and casting out every stronghold that may be preventing us from getting to where you have called us to be in this very moment, in this very season of our life, God. God, let us know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, God, and that you always have our best interest at hand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for the words that you're always whispering in our ears, God. Whatever it is that you have shared with us to do, whatever it is that you have shared with us to go, God, we just ask that you give us the boldness to even take the first steps. Take the first steps in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask for clarity and direction into where you see us, God. Right now, it may look a little cloudy in where we are trying to go. But God, we know that with you, we keep seeking you. We keep asking you, you will reveal it to us by and by and by, by and by and by. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your favor that showers upon us each and every day. And God, we just ask that you give us a heart posture of praise, a heart posture of praise, a heart posture of praise, God. I keep saying that because we have to also be reminded, but praise and prayer is truly a strategy on how to get to where you have called us to be. Prayer and praise is a strategy to advance to wherever you have called us to be. So God, we thank you for increasing our prayer life. We thank you for increasing our praise life. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. So whatever we got going on this week, God, be in every conversation, be in every phone call, email, wherever, be in it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.